أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واستشهدوا شهيدين من رجالكم فإن لم يكونا رجلين فرجل وامرأتان ممن ترضون من الشهداء أن تضل إحداهما فتذكر إحداهما الأخرى. We continue our discussion on verse number 282 of Surah Baqarah. And yesterday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us of the very important aspects and conditions that should be implemented when we engage in a contract of debt or whenever we are drawing up any sort of contract. And this is really fascinating to know that the Quran, which was revealed 1400 years ago, already instituted these important aspects with regards to legal documents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the scribe that should be present, whether it is a legal practitioner or an accountant, an attorney. This person must be a Muslim so that he has the knowledge of the Sharia and that he ensures that the contract that is drawn up between the parties is in harmony with the Sharia and it is Sharia compliant. Allah goes on to say what else should be implemented when drawing up this legal contract between the two parties. Allah says, وَاسْتَشْهِدُ شَهِدَيْنِ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ, and call to witness two male witnesses. Have witnesses as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a minimum of two male witnesses should be present at the time when this legal document is drafted and when it is drawn up between the two parties. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُونَ رَجُلَيْنِ, Allah says, and if there are no two men, if you cannot find two Muslim men to witness this legal document, فَرَجُلُ وَمْرَأَتَانِ, then one man and two women, مِمَّنْ تَرْضَوْنَ مِنَ الشُّهَدَاءِ, whom you approve as witnesses. They must be witnesses who are honest and who are trustworthy. In Islam also there are conditions that must be met by the witnesses in order for them to be considered as recognized witnesses in the court of Allah and whose testimony will be taken into account whenever they are called forward to state what they have witnessed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you cannot find two Muslim men, then one man and two Muslim women from those whom you approve and whom you are happy with and pleased with to witness. أَنْتَضِلَّ إِحْدَاهُمَا فَتُذَكِّرَ إِحْدَاهُمَا الْأُخْرَى. Why two women? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that if one of the two women errs, if she errs or she makes a mistake or she forgets anything that was documented and whatever was discussed in that agreement, فَتُذَكِّرَ إِحْدَاهُمَا الْأُخْرَى, then the second woman may remind her of what she has forgotten. Now there's a lengthy discussion on this, and some may use this as an argument against Islam, that why is it that two women are required in the event when one man cannot be found. Now we don't want to go too much into the discussion, but perhaps you and I might be faced with this type of an argument, that it seems as if Islam is unfair and Islam is unjust. When it comes to the aspect of inheritance, then a male child receives double the amount of a female child. When it comes to the aspect of shahada, giving testimony and calling up witnesses, then we find that the testimony of two women is equivalent to the testimony of one man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly, as Muslims, this doubt should not come to your mind. Never should you doubt it as a Muslim. Why? Because you have understood that this is what Allah has demanded and that is sufficient for me. Whether it gels and it blends with my logic, it suits my reasoning or it does not suit my reasoning, this is what Allah has stated and I will blindly follow it. So as a Muslim, the argument should never creep up into your mind regarding this aspect and every other aspect. which is directly revealed in the Quran and comes to you from Allah. But you might face this argument from people who do not belong to the Islamic faith. So here, understand that Allah subhanahu, the problem today, when it comes to the woman, she has made the man the standard. Why has she made the man the standard? You find that the woman say, I have to do it because the man is doing it. Why am I not doing it, and why does the man get to do it? Why does the man get this and I don't get this? Since when were you told to make the man the standard? That is the biggest mistake that we have made. That we should make the man the standard. No, you are an independent creation of Allah and you should set your own standard. And Allah has blessed each one with weaknesses and Allah has blessed each one with strengths. Now a woman may have a certain strength, and that is her emotional aspect that she has within herself because of the role that she plays within the home. Allah has blessed her with a very strong emotional component within her that is far greater than that of the man. Now that is a strength which in some instances can be a weakness. And the man also similarly has certain strengths which in some instances can be a weakness. Not every strength is a strength in every situation and in every circumstance. For example, a person is very strong and mighty and very powerful, and he has the ability to take on and to fight against a large group. So we say that is a strength. Where is it a strength? It is a strength on the battlefield. But in the home, that is not a strength. To vent that strength and to express that strength and to display that strength within his home when it comes to his wife and when it comes to his children, then that is no longer a strength. It is a weakness. The same thing applies to a woman. In these type of situations and in these type of arrangements and agreements, it might not be her strength. And the man, of course, is given preference in these type of situations. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then bring two of them. In case the one of them errs, she forgets, then there will be a second one to remind her. Because this is something or an aspect or an element of society with which she is not too familiar. Then Allah says, وَلَا يَأْبَ الشُّهَدَاءُ إِذَا مَا دُعُوا. And if the witnesses are now called forward to state what they have witnessed, there is now a disagreement between the two parties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that now the matter goes to court, or the matter comes before the Islamic judge, or the matter comes before the tribunal, or before a panel of ulama. And there is a need now to call up the witnesses who had witnessed this contract and the signing of this contract between the two parties. Allah says if they are called to now state what they have witnessed, they should not refuse to come forward. They have an amanah to fulfill, and that is to convey the testimony. وَلَا تَسْأَمُوا أَن تَكْتُبُوهُ. Allah reminds us, Allah says, do not be lazy to write it down. Do not be reluctant. You feel, okay, I know this man for the past 20 years, and he has come to me now seeking assistance, or he wants to purchase this property from me on terms, or he wants to purchase a vehicle from me on terms, or he wants a loan from me on terms. Allah says, do not be lazy to write it down. Do not feel reluctant. And sometimes a person might feel offended if you ask the person, okay, come, let's sit down and let's draw up an agreement between the two of us. He might feel offended because of the relationship that he shares with you, or because of the type of a person that he may be. He is your childhood friend. Allah says, لَا تَسْأَمُوا. Let not emotions play a role here. لَا تَسْأَمُوا أَن تَكْتُبُوا. Do not be lazy, do not be reluctant to write down a legal contract between the two of you. صَغِيرًا, whether it is a small amount, أو كَبِيرًا, or whether it is a large amount, whether it is a few thousands, or the amount runs into the millions. Allah says, write it down, إِلَىٰ أَجَلِهِ, and ensure that you fix the term of payment, and the period is prescribed and is fixed within that contract. I'll conclude with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تعاشروا كالإخوان وتعاملوا كالأجانب. That live like brothers but deal as strangers. When you live with each other, and when it comes to your social interaction, then interact as brothers. But when it comes to your monetary arrangements, when it comes to your dealings, when it comes to all these aspects that are related to money and finances, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says you should deal with each other as strangers. May Allah grant us the understanding.